Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Primary Readings. Once again, I'm your humble editor, Chris, here to introduce to you the topic of this episode's discussions. In this episode, we're going to be tackling two selections from Pliny the Elder's The Natural History. First up is a selection from Book 8, Chapter 10, entitled The Birth of the Elephant and Other Particulars Respecting It.
The vulgar notion is that the elephant goes with young 10 years, but according to Aristotle, it is 2 years only. He says also that the female only bears once, and then a single young one, that they live 200 years, and some of them as much as 300. The adult age of the elephant begins at the 60th year. They are especially fond of water, and wander much about the streams, and this although they are unable to swim in consequence of their bulk. They are particularly sensitive to cold, and that, indeed, is their greatest enemy. They are subject also to flatulency, and to looseness of the bowels, but to no other kind of disease. I find it stated that on making them drink oil, any weapons which will happen to stick to their body will fall out, while on the contrary, perspiration makes them more readily adhere. If they eat earth, it is poison to them, unless indeed they have gradually become accustomed by repeatedly doing so. They also devour stones as well, but the trunks of trees are their most favorite food. They throw down, with a blow from their forehead, palms of extending height, and when lying on the ground, strip them of their fruit. They eat with the mouth, but they breathe, drink, and smell with the proboscis, which is not unaptly termed their hand. They have the greatest aversion to the mouse of all animals, and quite loathe their food as it lies in the manger, if they perceive that it has been touched by one of those animals. They experience the greatest torture if they happen to swallow, while drinking, a horse leech, an animal which people are beginning, I find, to call almost universally a bloodsucker. The leech fastens upon the windpipe and produces intolerable pain. The skin of the back is extremely hard, that of the belly is softer. They are not covered with any kind of bristles, nor yet does the tail even furnish them with any protection from the annoyance of flies. For vast as these animals are, they suffer greatly from them. Their skin is reticulated, and invites these insects by the odor it exhales. Accordingly, when a swarm of them has settled on the skin, while extended and smooth, the elephant suddenly contracts it, and in this way the flies are crushed between the folds, which are thus closed. This power serves them in place of a tail, mane, and hair. Their teeth are very highly prized, and from them we obtain the most costly materials for forming the statues of the gods. Luxury has discovered even another recommendation in this animal, having found a particularly delicate flavor in the cartilaginous part of the trunk, for no other reason in my belief than because it fancies itself to be eating ivory. Tusks of enormous size are constantly to be seen in the temples, but in the extreme parts of Africa, on the confines of Ethiopia, they are employed as doorposts for houses. And Polybius informs us, on the authority of the petty king Galusa, that they are also employed as stakes in making fences for the folds of cattle.
And the other selection for this episode is Book 7, Chapter 13, entitled Remarkable Circumstances Connected with the Menstrual Discharge. This one's something else. Enjoy.
Among the whole range of animated beings, the human female is the only one that has the monthly discharge, and in whose womb are found what we term moles. These moles consist of a shapeless mass of flesh, devoid of all life and capable of resisting either the edge or the point of the knife. They are movable in the body and obstruct the menstrual discharge. Sometimes, too, they are productive of fatal consequences to the woman, in the same manner as a real fetus. While at other times, they remain in the body until old age. In some cases, again, they are discharged in consequence of an increased action of the bowels. Something of a very similar nature is produced in the body of the male, which is called a scirus. This was the case with Oppius Capito, a man of praetorian rank. It would indeed be a difficult matter to find anything which is productive of more marvelous effects than the menstrual discharge. On the approach of a woman in this state, must will become sour, seeds which are touched by her become sterile, grafts wither away, garden plants are parched up, and the fruit will fall from the tree beneath which she sits. Her very look, even, will dim the brightness of mirrors, blunt the edge of steel, and take away the polish from ivory. A swarm of bees, if looked upon by her, will die immediately. Brass and iron will instantly become rusty and emit an offensive odor, while dogs, which may have tasted of the matter so discharged, are seized with madness, and their bite is venomous and incurable. In addition to this, the bitumen, which is found at certain periods of the year, floating on the Lake of Judea, known as asphaltites, a substance which is peculiarly tenacious and adheres to everything that it touches, can only be divided into separate pieces by means of a thread which has been dipped in this virulent matter. It is said that the ant, even an insect so extremely minute, is sensible of its presence and rejects the grains which it has been carrying and will not return to them again. This discharge, which is productive of such great and singular effects, occurs in women every 30 days and in a greater degree every 3 months. In some individuals, it occurs oftener than once a month, and in others, again, it never takes place. Women of this nature, however, are not capable of bearing children, because it is of this substance that the infant is formed. The seed of the male, acting as a sort of leaven, causes it to unite and assume a form, and in due time it acquires life and assumes a bodily shape. The consequence is that if the flow continues during pregnancy, the child will be weak, or else will not live, or if it does, it will be full of gross humors, Nigidius says. The same author is also of opinion that the milk of a woman who is giving suck will not become impure if she should happen to become pregnant again by the same man.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.